The human spirit is unconquerable. We are individuals and we are sovereign, born with unlimited potential, gifted from our creator. Our mission is to break free from the systems that bind us.
I volunteer as tribute.
We strive for peace and prosperity and overcome all challenges, roadblocks, and obstacles. We are empowered because we think for ourselves and we act for ourselves. We are self-reliant and independent, but guided by the wisdom of those who share our values.
What possible difference can I make?
There is no government, no ruler, nor ideas that are able to stop us. We are driven to succeed because we seek political freedom, financial freedom, and spiritual freedom.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
This is Mike Corbell, and you are listening to The Invictus Mind.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Mike Corbell, back from an extended vacation to Florida to see Tom Woods' podcast 2000th episode, and what a great time it was. I want to thank everyone for coming back to the podcast. I know it's been a few weeks since I had a last episode, but if you're here, it's because you have been patiently waiting for me to release something else and exciting. Well, you know, randomly, I go through periods of time where I'm not as inspired as other times, and especially in these days of COVID, it seems like life can be so mundane, in and out. And sometimes I just get caught up in life, the busyness of it, the routineness of it. And I forget to get either a guest or something out of my mind onto this system. I'm here ranting into a microphone today. I think that going forward, the Invictus Mind will have more episodes because I really need to practice talking more in front of a microphone. As I mentioned, sometimes I feel inspired, sometimes I don't. But today is one of those days that I'm going to talk. I'm going to rant just a little bit, tell you about my trip to Tom Woods' 2000 podcast spectacular party. I'll let him do all the marketing he wants to on that. I can't say enough about it, but it was a good time. But also just because I felt like I wanted to get some thoughts recorded. So for the very few of you that are listening, I apologize once again for not being as consistent a motherfucker as Dave Smith is. Forget my French there, but I had to say exactly what his title is. And if you are familiar with the Part of the Problem podcast, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So let me start by talking a little bit about my experience driving down to Florida. You know, I had an earlier experience this year when I drove to California and then back to Illinois, so I've driven probably over 5,000 miles just this summer alone, and I'm pretty much tapped out of driving. But it's very interesting living here in Illinois and then going other places in the country where the restrictions and the requirements and the dirty looks and all the fearful people out there are in completely two different cultures, or multiple cultures if you go to several states like I did. Coming back to Illinois, I see about 95% of people still walking around with a mask on their face. I can't imagine that we live in the same world as those people who are in, let's see, I went through Indiana, and I went through Kentucky, and I went through Tennessee and Georgia, and of course Florida, and there was a lot less people wearing masks. Same country. You tell me what the problem is. Anyway, the drive down there was great, and the weather was nice. It's nice sometimes to just get away, and though I refuse to fly because of the mask nonsense and the vaccination mandates, sometimes I just get to sit in my car and reflect. I listen to other podcasts and or music, a lot more podcasts than music these days, just because I want to stay in touch with what's going on in the real world and get unbiased opinions. So I'll listen to some of my favorite podcasters, and they always have interesting guests. Speaking of guests, I've met six of my guests this weekend over at the Tom Woods podcast, spectacular. I'll stop saying that now. It sounds pretty stupid. But when I went to Florida, I met a lot of people, libertarians and other followers of Tom Woods. And he is really a great podcaster and certainly a man of influence and has taught me and many others multiple things, not only in libertarian ideology, economics, and history, but he is also a very astute marketer. And that's one thing I noticed just going down to Florida is that a lot of the people who went to go see Tom Woods, you know, they love his ideology, they love libertarianism and, you know, the political nature. But I think what makes Tom very successful is the fact that he's not only consistent in his podcast, but he consistently works hard on marketing. You always have his books out there. He's got a handful of what he calls e-books, and then he's got 12 or so actual written books. And he has a daily email that goes out, and it's just spectacular. So for anybody who wants to really learn business, you know, Tom Woods is a great example of how to actually build a business. And if you can imagine his lifestyle of being able to go anywhere he wants and have fans recognize him. Although I did tell him personally when I met him that I think that his level of celebrity is probably the best level of celebrity you'd want to have. I wouldn't want to go down the street as a movie star, for example, and have everybody just fawning over me to get my signature or to take a picture. Of course, you know, at events, that's where that stuff is expected. But outside of the libertarian podcast circles that we all float around in, I think Tom Woods is probably relatively unknown. And that still makes him a success in my book because he's a non-celebrity celebrity in large, smaller circles. So what was it like at the Tom Woods event? Well, for me, it was incredible. I was able to meet six of my very own guests here on the podcast. Now, it's really interesting when you do a podcast, and of course, you reach out to somebody via email or via Twitter, and then you can connect with them in Zoom, and it's cool to see them electronically on a Zoom, but when you meet them in person, it's kind of surreal. Well, when I went out there and I went to the event, the first person I met was Pete Quinones. I love that guy. I've done a couple podcasts with him. And, of course, he didn't recognize me by face. But when I said, hey, this is Mike Corbell, you know what? He said, hey, how you doing? He gave me a huge hug. So that was really cool of him. I also had a chance to meet Adam Schneider from Canada. He was down there. I met David Gornosky, of course, Mike Meharry, and Jeff Deist. I met Tom Woods himself. Unfortunately, and this is my stupidity, I deleted all the pictures from my camera, so I don't have any pictures of these people to post up on Twitter. But I'm telling you the truth, I did meet these people. I did not get a chance to meet Eric July, although I would love to. And, of course, Michael Malice was also there. It was a comedic appearance that he had. Everyone was anticipating who his special guest was going to be. They were talking about whether it was going to be Hans Hermann Hoppe. I heard Ron Paul mentioned a couple times. I even heard someone say that Ron DeSantis was going to be there, and I was really like, I don't think Ron DeSantis could be at this libertarian event, especially that he knows Michael Malice, but maybe he does. Anyway, the special guest was none other than a puppet that Michael Malice acted as a ventriloquist for, and he called it Tom Wood. It was quite funny. And then, of course, we had the drunken heckler who misunderstood the reason why Michael Malice had a mask on his face. You know, Malice stood there with a mask on his face because he was pretending to be the puppet. He was acting as a ventriloquist, and this drunk guy came in and started yelling, "Take your mask off. What do you stand up for?" And Michael Malice, as usual, was able to just make a great laughing appearance at the heckler. I feel bad for the guy, but such is life. The magician Doc Dixon was there. He was a guy who actually was able to fool Penn Jillette on his show Fooled. And so he had a great appearance, a magic trick, and he is a great presenter anyway. So lots of other speeches by Scott Horton and Angela McArdle was there, and so many more. It was a great event. 2,500 people all aligned with liberty desires. And I recommend the next time that an event like that goes on that you make an appearance, that there's some way that you go out there and you can show up at the event. Not only to just meet great people and be in the same place with people who think alike, but if you are a marketer or a podcaster or somebody who wants to maintain influence, that's a good place to network with people and to show them what you got. All right, so moving forward, I did mention that I want to be able to have more podcasts on this channel per week. I was actually able to free up my schedule, and as a result, I'm going to be able to have probably twice as much content now. So look forward to having some new guests on the show, but also to have me rant by myself solely. I get to explain a little bit more about my career, my background, and some of the skills that I have to offer as far as business opportunities. I do have a financial background, so I intend on designing some classes and having some podcasts strictly on the fundamentals of financial preparedness and to become financially independent. It's really nice when you get to that point in your life where you don't have a boss anymore, where you don't have to worry about someone else's schedule and ask somebody else for how much you're worth, when you can actually demand your own income, when you can create your own source, as Jason Stapleton always says, and when you can actually work when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want, without actually worrying about the cost of things. So I will be having more solo episodes and hopefully finding someone to help me develop a website for all this stuff. It's funny, when I listen to podcasts, I'm always wondering what the next great topic is going to be. And I realize that I can't be the expert in every single topic that I like to listen to. And that's probably a lesson for all podcasters, that even though there are a lot of people who are specialists out there, and there's a lot of really hot and interesting subjects, just trying to be an expert in any of or all of them is probably a bad idea. But that's why we have guests on, so they can explain where they're coming from and what their expertise is. But, you know, I listened to a podcast one time, and I was really struck by the conversation that I heard. And I don't remember the name of the person or the name of the show for that matter, but it went something like this. The reason why people make podcasts is because they have a lot on their mind. They have a message to spread or information to get out. And I agree that it's very important to be part of that, spreading the message of liberty, spreading the message of independence, spreading the message of whatever you feel is important. But what this podcaster said, he said, you know, sometimes when you make a podcast, it's really not just for your audience, but it's really for your posterity. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I agree with that too. Some of us who are fathers or going to be fathers, or for the women podcasters out there, mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers, you might want to have an audio recording or an audio journal of what your thoughts are, so you can put your thoughts into a digital format that will basically be there forever. So some future time down the road, your children, your grandchildren, your posterity will know who it is who spoke into this microphone. Who was their father in my case? Who was their grandfather? What was life like at that point in time? What thoughts did they have? How did they overcome challenges? How did they react to the various stimulus in the world? And I think that's always a very important thing. So I am going to start this audio journal type. And so if you like to listen to my podcast, I do appreciate it. Of course, I can only grow by consistently putting out information and consistently getting you to listen. And if you listen, great listeners like you will help me spread this message, and then everybody will win. All right, well, I do want to have some closing thoughts. This is just going to be a short episode, but like I said, that's going to be part of the plan going forward. So, in closing, I mentioned Jason Stapleton, and I do want to bring up his Nomad Network. If you have listened to some of the other podcasts that I have mentioned on the show, and of course I've mentioned Jason Stapleton several times, then you should be aware of his network that he's created. It's called the Nomad Network, and it's really a positive community where digital entrepreneurs and other types of entrepreneurs, all with the liberty perspective of controlling the source of your income, of learning specialized and rare skills so you can command that income, and being able to take it nomadically. In other words, not being bogged down to one particular area. These are truly the principles of freedom that I really ascribe to. I know there's a lot of information and a lot of stuff going back and forth in certain liberty circles that you know, we need to fight politically for our freedoms. And I really just don't ascribe to that mentality. I really like the Jason Stapleton mentality of trying to control our own source of liberty, our own income, and create the life that we want. Because whether or not the world collapses and this empire dissolves, which historically speaking, it probably will, we need to be able to position ourselves to overcome that, to be able to overcome any kind of political challenges that we face. And if things get really bad, have the ability to just leave. You know, there's no shame, there's no cowardice in just leaving and going to a different place if things get too heated where you live. You know, I, for one, do not want to be engaged in a civil war. And if that's what the ultimate fate of this country is, I really don't want to be a part of that. I want to be able to preserve my life, my liberty, and protect my family, and that being anywhere I need to go. So as much as I rag on Illinois all the time, my future goal is to be able to get out of this state. I haven't decided exactly where I want to live, although Tennessee looks pretty good. But that's about 10 years down the road. So who knows what's going to happen in 10 years. But in the meantime, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to ensure that I have the ability to live the life I want, no matter who is in the elected office, both at the presidential level and, for that matter, at the state level. So once again, I'll mention the Nomad Network. It is free to anybody who wants to join. You just got to go find my.network, mynomadnetwork.app, I believe. You could download the app there. I'm not getting any credit for this one since I'm not leaving my direct link, but just find Jason Stapleton. We would love you to have membership in that group. There is an upgraded premium for those who want to get more content directed towards marketing and building a brand. You can also be part of the community and engage in weekly Zoom meetings with some of the winners in the group, talking about some of their experiences, their wins or losses, their challenges, and how we overcome that. And it's certainly a great place to hang out, much better than Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter these days. All right, and a final thought for the day is just to pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace. If you are invested in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, we know that Bitcoin has reached an all-time high the last couple of days, and I don't know if the market's going to continue to go up or if it's going to continue to be volatile like it has in the past. My gut tells me that it will continue to go up and down, and that we have not reached the ultimate high yet. But, as a financial advisor, my job is supposed to tell people how to become diversified in their portfolio. And so don't just put all your eggs in one basket, as the saying goes. I know there's a lot of people who want to put everything they have into Bitcoin, and I really think that's very risky. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been actually looking at the profits from Bitcoin, and I've been shaving some of the profits off the top and putting them into a gold account. Now, this is not financial advice for everybody. I don't do that. I will never do that on a podcast, offer financial advice, but I will tell you some of the things I'm doing, some of the things that are in the market. So just make sure that you're aware of these things. Talk to a professional. I know there's a lot of people who are way more experienced in the cryptocurrency space than I am, but just be cognizant of what's going on. You want to be able to take advantage when the market does go up, and you want to be able to protect yourself when the market goes down. So make sure you're diversifying everything appropriately, making sure that you understand that there are trends in the market, not just in the crypto space, but in the actual fiat market as well. So there's plenty of resources you can go for that too. So don't get hurt. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't lose your shirt, as they say, and just be smart with your money. Look forward to speaking more about such topics in the future. My next guest will be a recorded conversation I had with Tommy Salmons. That's going to be a more spiritual type of program. But as you know, here at the Invictus Mind, we discuss all things that are political freedom, financial freedom, and spiritual freedom. It's been a pleasure today. I'm done chatting. Right now, you can check out this episode. And we look forward to seeing you in the future. Have an awesome day.